What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up? Buenos Aires, Courtney.
Buenos Aires.
Morning, Curtis.
Hey there, Kenny. I mean, Kenny. Greg, how are you?
Hot start.
Kenny? Chime, good morning. Hello?
Hi, Greg.
How are you? What's happening?
Oh, you know, lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
I was just thinking about Ken and how absurd he is with Courtney regarding remotes after we spoke this morning.
I think maybe I just asked too many questions.
All right.
You know, but yeah, no, Ken's like another father figure, you all are,
uh-huh,
for me.
Uh-huh.
And we have a remote tomorrow, can't wait. And so he was explaining to me where our hotel rooms are and where the remote broadcast will be from in the morning.
Yes.
And I had asked if it was walking or if you had to drive, and he told me I should drive. But talking to Curtis and yourself this morning, it seems like I don't need to drive.
Drive from the hotel room to Alta Strada at Foxwoods, where we are doing the show tomorrow morning? Yeah, no.
Yes.
Yeah, are we staying in Foxwoods?
I mean, yes.
Right.
That's why I was confused. Yeah,
there's no, I mean, all you have to do is take an escalator, essentially, Curtis, from where we stay until where the broadcast is.
Yeah, go down the elevator and walk down like the, you know, where the casino passes.
He might be trying to send you to the wrong place.
He could
be. That might be what's going on with Ken Lear.
And I think that's why we're staying where we are, because the show's in the lobby of the hotel.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we are headed. This is a getaway day for us. We're headed to Foxwoods, and we will do the show there tomorrow for the annual Echo Store Invitational. And on the show tomorrow, PGA Tour professional Jake Knapp, who, Shime, is a huge Twitch gamer.
My man.
So, all right. So the two of you have something in common.
Love that.
I wonder what he plays.
We will find out tomorrow morning. Find out from Jake Knapp tomorrow morning. I mean, I know this is a sports show.
Uh-huh.
But are you, of all people, aware of what is going on when it comes to the giant controversy involving Journey?
Yeah, I saw that.
I sent it to you
yesterday. Yeah, I saw that.
So the lead singer of Filipino Journey, as Wiggy refers to them, the guy that Wiggy can't stand,
mm-hmm,
apparently his performance was not great at Rock in Rio. And so he has taken to Facebook, of all places, and he has set up a vote.
Uh-huh.
And if the fans want it, he will leave the band.
Okay. Well, now, we want at least.
Now, that seems to be like an extreme reaction to criticism of your performance when you're playing one single concert. But I guess I got to give the guy credit. He's like, all right, if you're going to troll me and tell me how bad I suck on social media, then I'm going to put a vote up, and if you don't want me, I am gone. I am out of Journey.
I think if you're doing that, you are hoping and praying and secretly thinking that you're going to get overwhelming support, even if it's fake. I don't think you put it to a vote if you know that you're going to lose, that you're going to get kicked out.
Yeah,
I mean, but I think you went to the concert, Greg, and so I'd ask you, because you went, and I would ask anybody who ever went to the Journey concert, the Filipino Journey, walked away going, oh, I like that.
No, I didn't like him. There's something. It's just the whole thing is weird.
Right.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday with Linkin Park replacing their lead singer with a woman. And whether you like that, you don't like it. I just think like the whole experience is weird. He's a weird. The way in which he performs is not my cup of tea.
Right.
And I can understand. But he's been there for like. Hasn't it been like 10 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, even though people just go out because Journey's catalog is so big to support the band, but when they leave the concert, do they actually go, I enjoyed that? I think it's very difficult, especially with the Linkin Park, obviously with Journey and Steve Perry.
Mm-hmm.
The voices are so distinct that it's hard to be able to front that band and be another singer, because Steve Perry's voice is so distinct, and when you hear him perform, you're just like, oh, and you look at it.
Yeah, but even
weird.
Like the guys in the band, like Neil Sean or whatever were supporting him and saying, don't worry about it. It's just people who are making comments
on social media.
So, yeah, well, they want the money.
Yeah, they want the money. I mean, if they could still squeeze a dollar out of Filipino Journey, guess what? They're going on tour.
All right. Well, anyway, Wiggy, keep us up to date on the vote, if you could, when it comes to Filipino Journey. And we got a lot to get to on this morning's show. It was awesome yesterday to hear from nearly everybody in the Celtics organization during media day. And Friday, they get back to starting camp and to playing basketball. And you listen to those guys to a man.
Yep.
And they sound like they have one mission, and that one mission is the repeat. And it doesn't seem like, you know, the arguments about Jason Tatum and whether he's more concerned about being MVP or anything else. I have zero concern about that getting ready for this season.
It was some interesting things that Mazzulla said to him and Tatum said, and obviously Jaylen Brown. I
thought it was interesting that Mazzulla flew over to Paris. Mm-hmm. During the Olympics, to hold Jason Tatum's hand.
It wasn't holding. I mean,
I thought that was. I'm giving Joe Mazzulla credit.
Okay,
I'm not Gen Z-ing Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool thing to do.
I thought it was awesome. And then yesterday we hear that Mazzulla loved the fact that they disrespected Tatum because it's going to light a fire under him. And that's what we were saying when we were discussing it, that this is going to be great for them going into this season. I also am a bit worried about Jaylen Brown's beard. The shaven down beard has me a bit worried.
Why?
Well, people change their hair, and then all of the look at Travis Kelce right now.
No, look at Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
I mean, you're right.
Yeah,
look at Joe Burrow. It hasn't worked out well for him.
The memes, the memes about Joe Burrow's record since changing his hair have been very funny.
They have been pretty good.
I would say that there is
a resemblance, which one meme pointed out, to the legendary talk show host Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that from behind, the two of them do look alike.
Right.
Yes.
That was the most flattering one I saw.
I liked the Jaylen Brown 5 o'clock shadow.
No, he still looks handsome as heck.
Okay,
I'm just talking
you.
That about, you know, I get superstitious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He looked
stitches.
Very handsome.
Show your face, bro.
He always looks handsome.
I would also say that Gasper has a good column in the Globe about this, that the biggest issue and the biggest obstacle has nothing to do with the Celtics on the floor or their opponents. The thing that has the most likelihood of altering this dynasty from actually getting off the ground is whoever takes over and buys it.
Yeah.
And the more silence there is since Courtney's bomb, Coco bomb, the more it means to me that the Fenway Sports Group is nearing in on this.
Really?
Because it's so easy to just say we're out of it. The fans of Boston would be happy, and you could just move on with your day. My guess is it's Bezos and Henry going back and forth.
Down to the wire on those two?
I mean, that's not a report. I don't have sources like Courtney does, but that's a guess that I have about where we are, and that would suck.
Well, why would it suck, though? I don't get why it sucks.
I can go over it for the 15th time.
No, but what?
They don't like the luxury tax in baseball, so what are they going to do in basketball?
Oh, well, they'll pay it.
Why?
They're paying in basketball because that's what they do when they get a new shiny object to play with. They like to put this object front and center.
No, what they're going to do with the Celtics, the way they're going to monetize that purchase is use the John Henry relationships and his real estate acumen around Boston and build a Celtics-only facility.
Perfect. I mean, John Henry, for what, 2 years has been out of the top 10 in payroll. That's it. So now,
again,
all of
reminder, it wasn't John Henry's name that was listed. It was Sam Kennedy. So.
Oh, whatever. The Fenway Sports Group.
But again, it could not be Fenway Sports Group. It was Sam Kennedy leading a group. Now, it's not Fenway Sports Group, to my knowledge, that is the investors with the new PGA venture, correct?
It is.
But it's a different group.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's like they separate all those things into different LLCs
and right.
But it's really John Henry who's a part of the group with Wick Grosbeck and with Arthur Blank and with others.
I'm just clarifying because my track record last week wasn't great. I'm just clarifying that it's Sam Kennedy's name, not John Henry's.
Right,
so.
And I couldn't have been more clear that this isn't your story. What I'm saying is that Sam Kennedy to John Henry is like Chris Curtis to John Curtis. Like, I could try and buy something, but it's really not my money. Sam Kennedy has anywhere in the stratosphere enough money to build and purchase a baseball or basketball team.
Speaking of your track record on Coco Bombs.
Yep. right. Nailed it.
But there's been no response, really, on that cocoa bomb, yeah. That original cocoa bomb. So, nope. And Craig Breslow will join us tomorrow for the front office report.
Again?
Not Sam Kennedy, yes. So read into that.
Does Ken ever say, hey, can we, you know, have Sam on, or is it just like, okay, thank you guys. Okay.
I think he takes what he's offered.
Thank you, Sam. Could you say like, Sam, we miss you?
Define pals.
What? These are buddies.
Yeah. Are we
buddies? No, I can't.
You guys get warm and fuzzy talking about how much you hate me. That's sort of the relationship.
we are associates.
All right. I love the new arena idea, though, Curtis.
You want it over by Fenway?
I don't care where it is.
What about that? They have a giant development that is in progress when it comes to permitting and such with WS Development. Mm-hmm. Maybe the new Celtics arena could be in the Fens area.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
It doesn't matter to me.
Fenway, Everett on the water?
Maybe attach it to Fenway Park.
Mm. Ooh, what about they put up a roof over Fenway, retractable,
and make that
a basketball arena as well as a baseball stadium?
I think the best probably location for it is...
You could do that without concern because the Red Sox are never playing in October.
Hey,
another win yesterday.
There's a little bit of life.
Yep.
Wait a minute. I don't think we've acknowledged the big winner in this whole thing, and unfortunately it's not Chris Schein. It is Baseball Brett, who has won his long season wager with Schein, I think, right?
Yep, the Red Sox sneaking over that 77.5 win mark.
They made it to the over. So
good for the Sox.
Unfortunate result there. I don't know. What was the bet? Would it involve cash or did it involve something stupid? What was it?
I don't remember. I'll let Brett recount the details and just tell me what I need to do.
Starting today, I am going to keep track of the wins and losses of Chris Schein, I've decided.
All right.
Just anytime Schein says anything like bet this, I think this, I'm just going to keep a tally.
Huh. He nailed the Carolina Panthers.
Thank you, Wiggy. Starting today.
That would have been a huge win if you bet on that
Sure was.
Wow. Huge. So, but I was going to say, Greg, I love Everett right on the water. That would be a beautiful arena.
No, Seaport.
You in the Seaport.
You're in the Seaport more than I am.
No, but I'm saying
it's a perfect location.
Where in the Seaport?
Over by like where Harpoon is, over down that end.
Is there enough room like on the water to put it?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Parking lots and warehouses and things down there. You could,
but I think so. You'd have to go through Seaport Boulevard to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, see, Everett gives you a couple different ways in and out. Yeah,
no. The Seaport district, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
No, it really isn't. It really is not. It's not.
Can I ask you a question, Greg? Yeah. What do you think Sox fans, and they're obviously 99% of them are also Celtics fans, would think if John Henry buys the Celtics and is $200 million over the luxury tax after they've been told for 10 years that they can't get over the luxury tax in baseball? What do you think people would say about the inability to retain Mookie Betts, to retain Xander Bogaerts, to be more active in free agency, to possibly get Shohei Ohtani? He buys a team that is drowning in luxury taxes, and he says, okay, let's go all in.
I think he would.
I think they would call that hypocritical.
But like, so I
don't do it early. Early, look what he did early. Other than, I told you, other than this year, which they were 11th in spending, and last year where they were 13th, they were always top 10. So I would figure that early with the Celtics, maybe after he won 4 championships, he might say, all right, I'm going to pull back spending a little bit. But early, he would throw money into it. He would definitely throw money into building a new arena.
I hope you're right about that. I hope you are right about that.
And the guy's got 4 championships in 20 years, and he's been in the top 10 payroll for... 18 of those 20 years, or however, how long has he owned the franchise? Longer than that, right? 22 years?
I would say it's over 20 years that they've owned the Red Sox.
They bought them in 2001.
So 23 years.
23 years. Yeah.
So 21 of those 20 years, they've been top 10 in payroll. Yeah. So
I mean, Bezos would certainly spend too.
He's got the Bezos got big money.
Yeah, he's got the
right. But I guess I would use the political analogy. In 2001, Dick Cheney was the Antichrist, and now he's being celebrated by the left for endorsing Kamala Harris. Things change, people change, and today I do not want John Henry anywhere near another organization in Boston.
Okay, all right. Well, we got a lot to get to on this morning show, and that includes the leads in about 10 minutes or so. They set it at 7. Which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Dan Orlovsky said yesterday about Drake May, which will launch Wiggy into a meltdown tizzy, I am guessing, when he hears what Dan Orlovsky said. Also, maybe what Todd McShay said about Travis Kelce also, which will get Courtney in the same condition. So we'll get to all of that during They Said It at 7, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 on today's show. And speaking of Courtney, here she is now with an update on what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings yesterday. Final score 6-5. That's their fourth win in a row. It's the first time they've won four in a row since the first week in July.
Huh.
Not giving up.
Yeah.
So 3.5 games still out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody's losing, though, for them to kind of...
Going forward, they should just skip August. Like, ask for some sort of dispensation from Major League Baseball and take their July record right into September 1st, Curtis.
I think they should treat August the way Sam Kennedy does Thursday mornings at 9.
Isn't it going to be crazy that if they miss the playoffs by, like, 2 games, you know, where you go, damn, if they could have just... If Cora could have just got those guys and those guys could have just maybe put it together... At any point after the trade deadline.
Well, if you're a glasses half full person, they are not finishing the season in last place.
Oh, they're missing
enough.
The playoffs.
Well, not
enough. I don't know about you guys. Unlike Wiggy, I'm just going to say thank you for the four championships.
No. I want them to make the playoffs.
No, they've already done more than enough.
Well, isn't that what Greg said with Wick? Thank you for winning the championships. Yes. Right. So now you're not satisfied with the four chips?
I view it like poutine. Just add the gravy.
Who's the last team to win a championship other than the Celtics?
The New England Patriots.
And who else?
Well, you just asked the last team.
That's what I said. Who else?
Red Sox.
And the Red Sox. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Well, they've got another one in Toronto tonight, 7:07 first pitch, with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. We talked about Brett Favre yesterday in the news, and while he was speaking to Congress, he announced that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He made the announcement during his opening remarks while addressing the investment he made into the company he believed was making a breakthrough concussion drug.
Is that the same thing Michael J. Fox has?
Yes.
Parkinson's? Is it?
I believe it is.
Okay.
All right.
And Greg brought it up, but it was Celtics Media Day yesterday. A lot came out from the NBA champs, and we'll talk about all of it. But Jaylen Brown teased an announcement and then backed it up later in the day. He has a new sneaker and sneaker brand that he'll be rocking this season.
Right.
Mitch has a video of what the sneaker looks like. The brand is called 741.
All right.
So that is the brand. It was very interesting to me listening to him talk about learning about the sneaker industry and, you know, throwing a little shade towards Nike, but with the New Balance backdrop behind him while he's teasing that he's coming out with his own sneaker brand.
They made in America?
I don't know.
Sneakers look like they should belong on the foot of a 70-year-old.
What?
These are awful.
Really?
They're like little slip-ons. Like, what are we doing?
I like them.
Well, Greg's right here.
See, I like the kind
I'm actually working on a collab. It's a flip-flop collab.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get Nike involved, but they're not answering.
Well, maybe go to Jaylen.
Can I take Bill O'Brien in Adidas in Boston College, the hat that we got yesterday, Courtney? I wore that around Castle Island. Absolutely sensational.
Have you tried on the sweatpants or sweatshorts?
I haven't. I was bringing those tonight.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
We'd like to try some of that
really
stuff
nice.
On, but unfortunately, he forgot about us.
That's okay. It's okay. I ordered Western Kentucky mom shirts.
You are a jerk.
Let's go, Hilltoppers!
I ordered Wiggy and I Western Kentucky mom shirts, and they will arrive hopefully by the time Bill O'Brien is on tomorrow at 6:45.
I feel like Greg needs more things named after him.
Never go with the, I'll say, Jaylen, I like the concept, but never go with the covering up of the laces.
Why?
Because it like Shime says, it does look old manish.
I don't think so. I think it looks new age.
You got no style when it comes to sneakers, so you wouldn't know.
Greg complimented my sneakers just the other day.
Mm-hmm. Greg wears flip-flops and Skechers.
That's true.
So you're getting a compliment. Like, that's like.
I do not wear Skechers.
Greg's like one of three people who wear Skechers. It's him and Tony Romo.
Yeah, no, and Snoop.
I do. Oh, does Snoop wear them?
Yes, he tries to make them cool. Yeah,
Greg is the cool. White Snoop.
Yes, tries to make them cool. Him and Howie Long.
Snoop wears them because they're good traction wise when you're stepping in lube.
Oh.
God.
Take that.
This is something that you need to keep your eye on, Wiggy. Uh-huh. College football fans, Tropical Storm Helene could become a major issue this weekend for Week 5. Games to keep an eye on. The Miami Hurricanes are scheduled to host Virginia Tech on Friday evening. Mm-hmm. Florida State travels to Dallas to take on SMU in the Mustangs' home opener. The impacts of Hurricane is supposed to maybe go towards Dallas as well. FSU's travel plans could also be affected for this. UCF will host the Colorado in Orlando, so that's an issue. And then Alabama, Georgia in Tuscaloosa, they're saying that could be impacted as well.
It's a big one for the Dogs this week.
Yeah.
Rematch.
Keep an eye on that weather. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveaway is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 57 degrees in Boston. Cloudy skies, afternoon high, cloudy and 65.